From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, Islamic State fighters launch counterattacks that have reportedly pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and attempted to break the grip of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on the outskirts of Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zuna says it underscores the Islamic State's continued potency.
The Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq. They have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
Meanwhile, the UN says it was able to deliver food and medical aid to besieged Syrians near Damascus. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel statement on U.S.-Syria policy. Kerry called it well-written and good. His spokesman, John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The 51 mostly mid-level officials called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government as a means of exerting pressure on it to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, slumped some 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease a chronic shortage of foreign currency. The government is trying to reverse the slump caused by falling oil prices and has caused high inflation and sluggish growth. This is VOA News. According to partial transcripts released Monday, the gunman who killed 49 patrons of an Orlando, Florida nightclub June 12th called himself an Islamic soldier, threatened to strap hostages into an explosive vest during phone calls with authorities. Lee Bentley is the U.S. attorney involved in the investigation of the worst U.S. mass shooting.
We wanted to release the transcripts at this time so that the public would have a better idea of the timeline during the morning hours of June 12th, and also so that you would have a better idea of what the law enforcement officers on the ground were dealing with when they made the decision to enter the nightclub.
Authorities believe Omar Mateen, who was killed in a shootout with police, was acting alone with no direct assistance from Islamic militant networks. In Afghanistan Monday, more than 20 people, including 14 Nepalese security guards, were killed. Several others were wounded in multiple bombings. A Taliban spokesman claimed the deadliest attack on a minibus carrying the security guards who worked for the Canadian embassy in Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Monday hosted actress Angelina Jolie to mark the UN World Refugee Day. The special envoy for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees warned against turning backs on the plight of a record 65 million refugees displaced by conflict.
To do that would be naive, irresponsible, and dangerous. We face a very clear choice: to continue as we are and see displacement and insecurity grow, or to come together with other nations and find a new approach, one that does not focus solely on aid and resettlement, but on solution, stability, and returns.
Jolie warned against a rising tide of intolerance and xenophobia directed at refugees. Somali-based Al-Shabaab fighters said they killed 5 Kenyan policemen in an ambush of a convoy as it traveled through the northeast of the country. The attack occurred near the town of Elwak, near the southern Somali border. Supporters of Venezuela's opposition waited in long lines Monday to verify signatures as part of a lengthy process to request a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. Opposition leaders submitted 1 million signatures for the recall, far more than the 200,000 needed to proceed to the next step. Opponents blame Mr. Maduro's policies for the country's food and medical shortages, rampant inflation, and power cuts. Excessive heat warnings have been issued across much of the U.S. Southwest and Southern California, where dangerously high temperatures have already led to the deaths of at least 4 people. New wildfires erupted Monday west of Santa Barbara, California, while other blazes burned across Arizona and New Mexico. The desert city of Palm Springs saw a high of 48 degrees Celsius Monday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.